On today's Welcome Home special episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks, I break down what was an absolute electric day in Gamecock football as the Gamecocks pick up commitments from Stone Blanton, Spencer Rattler, and Austin Stogner. And we are going to unpack this, and Christmas has come early, folks. All right, here we go. Welcome to a very special Welcome Home Edition bonus episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks. I am your host, Tim Cox, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep this episode from 1801 to 2001, but I just had to get on the mic. I had to get up, wake up. I feel like a morning time, rush hour sports talk radio host because I could not wait to get up and talk about the Gamecocks because, folks, Santa Claus wears garnet and black. Merry Christmas. Shane Train is rolling. The Express Train. What an absolute thrilling day in and night in Gamecock football. There is a lot to unpack, and I am just ecstatic. I'm recording this in the morning before work. I just could not wait. You know what? Account management and emails, you can wait. We got Spencer Rattler, folks. You can wait. But oh my gosh. All right, so here we go. So what we're going to do is we're going to break down what was an electric day in Gamecock football, strictly on the recruiting side. I know that this is ironic because I said last episode that I'm not going to dive too deep into this unless it's really headline-grabbing things. And we had an entire day of headline grabbers, and it was just really great to see. If you are a Gamecock fan, I don't need to tell you exactly what happened, but South Carolina, the Gamecocks, and Shane Beamer are trending nationally. ESPN, SportsCenter, Barstool, they are all tweeting about South Carolina, and we are not the butt of a joke. We are not on the wrong end of someone's highlight like it feels like we always are. We have got the attention of the nation. So we're going to start with what happened early in the day and then build up to the finale that was at night. So real quick, the Gamecocks picked up a huge commitment Monday morning, from linebacker Stone Blanton. Now, Blanton, he's going to play football and baseball, and he was recruited and verbally committed to Mississippi State for quite some time. He's from the state of Mississippi, and he had been a big target of the Gamecocks, but from an outsider's point of view, it seemed like he was just going to stay home. Go to Mississippi, you can play for Mississippi State football, and their baseball team just won the national championship. So that looked enticing. But then, sort of the opposite of what happened with Barham is that the Crystal Balls switched from Mississippi State to South Carolina, and there was all this excitement that he might come to South Carolina, and lo and behold, we did. And it is a huge, huge pickup because once again, Shane Beamer and company are getting a top defensive player away from a major state university. And not just one. There's two big-time programs in the state of Mississippi. Obviously, Ole Miss and Mississippi State. And he was committed to Mississippi State. So what that says to me is that the message is really, really going through. And the players can see that they can see themselves in the defensive system. So Clayton White, Shane Beamer, Mike Peterson got major, major upgrades in the linebacking core. Now, Stone, he's more of a middle linebacker. Is there not a better name than to be a linebacker than Stone Blanton? Like, you're a stone wall and you're a defender? Like, come on. That's electric. But to be a linebacker as a true freshman, that's pretty tough to do, especially in the SEC. So I don't know exactly how much playing time he will see next season. I'm sure we'll see him here and there, but we get to see him on the baseball diamond. He's a seriously highly touted baseball recruit. So that's awesome. Mark Kingston and company, they pick up a great recruit. We call it a twofer. You got one for football, two for baseball. So that's really exciting, and that is a huge get. So that alone made yesterday a fantastic day in Gamecock recruiting, because that's we had Saturday Barham, Monday Stone Blanton. All of a sudden, this recruiting class was ranked quite high. We jumped Tennessee and Arkansas in the rankings with Blanton's commitment. And you're like, wow, okay, this defensive side of the ball, especially this incoming class, is looking nice. And then, as the day went on, the rumors got a little bit thicker. And we had talked about it a little bit on the podcast that it looked like Shane Beamer was really going to take a big swing at some of the big transfer portal targets, especially at the quarterback position. We mentioned Max Johnson and Spencer Rattler. And lo and behold, as the day turned to night and the night turned to almost bedtime, the rumors were thicker and thicker that there was steam with Rattler and he might bring Austin Stogner. And all of a sudden, Shane Beamer drops three welcome homes. Welcome home, welcome home, welcome home. And then hashtag that's four today. And then next thing you know, Spencer Rattler drops a graphic that he committed. Austin Stogner drops an image that he committed. And now the Gamecocks are on the national stage. A huge, huge quarterback prospect, five-star prospect, elite-level talent. At once upon a time was a Heisman odds-on favorite for Oklahoma, has chosen to transfer to South Carolina, and Santa wears garnet and black. And I honestly think Shane Beamer might be Santa, because this is an incredible get. And let me tell you something. There's a lot to break down here. But when Shane Beamer was hired, there were some people who weren't sure about his experience and could it translate. But something that everyone could agree on was that he really loved the University of South Carolina and he really loved Columbia and he wanted to bring it back to the heights that he experienced as a coach. This is why you do that. Because our rivals will tell you that no one wants to come and transfer to South Carolina. The pundits, the national pundits will say nobody gets big-time transfers there. We might have had a coach who was recently here who might have actually thought that himself. But Shane Beamer says, to hell with that. This is a destination. This is the SEC. We have top-notch facilities. There is not a reason in the world why someone should not want to come play here. And that's something that we as fans have said for a long time. And now he has proven it, not just on the recruiting trail by getting big-time players like Stone Blanton and Jayshon Barham, but he has also done it just now, and he has rocked the college football landscape by getting arguably the biggest prize in the transfer portal. So what are we getting in Spencer Rattler? Obviously, he's a big-time quarterback. He is electric. We're going to look at his stats real quick here. So he redshirted his true freshman season, which was 2019, so there's not much to go on there. Meanwhile, he was the backup to Heisman winner, number one pick, Kyler Murray. So do you think maybe he learned something from him? I certainly do. 2020, here are his stats real quick. 3,000, just a shade over 3,000 yards, 67% completion percentage, 28 touchdowns to just 7 picks. And on top of that, he had 6 rushing touchdowns. He's a dynamic playmaker. He can make plays with his feet. He can buy time with his feet. And he has an arm, and he's an accurate arm. 2021 stats, he obviously, if you are a follower of college football, he did get pulled about midway through the season for freshman phenom Caleb Williams. But here are his stats up until that point. Improved his completion percentage, 74.9%, just about 75% completion percentage, just shy of 1,500 yards, 11 touchdowns, and 5 picks. So maybe that touchdown to interception ratio did go up a shade, but he already had logged 3 rushing touchdowns, so he was still being dynamic. And you can say, well, why did he get benched if he's so great? Well, Oklahoma in general was having a bit of a down year, and I think that they needed a spark. It was the Red River rivalry that I believe Caleb Williams was substituted in. They needed a spark. They were trying to beat their rival, and he just stuck with them. And then if you really look at what Caleb Williams and Oklahoma did, they had a little bit of a surge, but they kind of stayed flat as well. So you could argue that there was talent gaps elsewhere, and maybe Lincoln Riley just wasn't able to evolve the offense enough. But when you look at those numbers, those are elite numbers. In 2020, he had 28 touchdowns to 7 interceptions. That is elite level. And he was in the Heisman discussion for most of that year. And obviously, he can make plays with his feet. He has an electric arm. And then Austin Stogner, who is a tight end who came from Oklahoma, basically it came as a package deal with Rattler, apparently. Here are his stats. He didn't play much his freshman year as well. In 2020, he had 26 receptions for 422 yards and 3 touchdowns, averaging 16 yards a catch. So he's not afraid to go deep. That's exciting. And then 2021, production dipped a little bit. 14 receptions, 166 yards, but 3 touchdowns as well. So very efficient this past season. And what this says, it says a few things. First off, there's an immediate improvement everywhere. So the quarterback room just got an elite level talent. So now your QB1 is as talented as it has ever been. He is the highest rated quarterback prospect to ever attend the University of South Carolina. Now, Connor Shaw turned into an elite level talent, but he was not rated as such. And we, as South Carolina fans, have not had consistently elite high level play. Jake Bentley, sure, he was our starter for multiple years, but he was very up and down and never really took the step to that next level. And since him, we have not had that. It's been a revolving door trying to find who can be the guy. Spencer is that guy. Now, the question is, how long does he stay? He has, I believe, 2 years maximum of eligibility, but he's an NFL prospect. He's a big-time NFL prospect. If you ask me, he's going to stay for a year and then make a jump. But what does that give you in the year? It gives you a chance to be in every single game you play. When you have a talent like that, that's exactly what you get. You are never out of the fight. But also, now we don't have to rush anybody. If you are a Luke Doty fan, well, guess what? Now he has a year to learn behind Spencer Rattler and can really develop into his skills. If you think that Braden Davis, the good recruit coming in, if you think he has the skills to be the guy, well, guess what? Now he doesn't even have to think about being forced into action. If you like Colton Gauthier, he also has a year to learn under Spencer Rattler. And I think this coaching staff could also learn a thing or two from Spencer Rattler and what they have done at Oklahoma. Him and Shane Beamer will also be able to speak the same language. Austin Stogner, you're getting help in a big position where we're losing Nick Muse. And yes, Jaheim Bell is a tight end, but he's more of a hybrid. EJ Jenkins, more of a hybrid. Austin is going to bring a veteran presence to a position that Shane Beamer has really made a point of emphasis that they want to get the tight end involved. And if you look at the highlights, he and Spencer have some really nice chemistry. There have been some incredible plays between them two. But beyond the talent, what this says is that Shane Beamer is focused and determined to take South Carolina to the next level. And this is going to catch the eyes of everybody. The timing of this could not be better. You have a day and a half or so before the early signing day. If there's someone who was on the fence about South Carolina or another school before that signing day, they're going to have eyes on South Carolina. They're going to think twice about South Carolina. And if there's someone who is currently being recruited, maybe next recruiting cycle, it's going to say, hey, South Carolina is a place where elite level talent goes. And if we're talking more transfer portal, if there are wide receivers or running backs, even offensive linemen who are looking for a place to go, they see Spencer Rattler and Austin Stogner, they're going to think about South Carolina now. So not only does this help next year, like in the short term, stopgap, if you will, but this could have ripple effects that benefit South Carolina and its recruiting for years to come. So not only is Shane Beamer fixing issues in the present, but he is setting us up for the future. And like I said, he is saying that this is a destination. Like now people have, there's eyeballs on South Carolina. Not as just, wow, that's a crazy upset. They're going to say, wow, like they have made serious moves in the transfer world. And on top of that, they have an incredible recruiting class coming in. Shane Beamer is clearly working his ass off to bring that program to the next level. And maybe I'm getting ahead of myself here, but I'm already excited for next season. And like when you have Spencer Rattler and you had a defense that was very good this past season, you're going to lose a little bit of talent, but you have depth in a lot of those areas. And you're bringing in a strong recruiting class, which is heavily on the defensive side. Like, could South Carolina be not just a dark horse for the East? Like, could we be a second favorite for the East? Maybe. And now we're thinking, oh my gosh, like the expectations are there, and this is all a reality. So it's an incredible day to be a Gamecock. Christmas has come early for us. It's Christmas. It's Coxmas. The Shane train is rolling, and I am incredibly, incredibly excited to be a Gamecock. And it's great to see that Shane Beamer is not going to shy away from making moves within the portal. I think some coaches might have been a little shy from it. He understands this is the way of the future for college football. It's basically free agency for college football, and it's absolutely electric. Like, I think that's why Carolina fans are so excited, because this is a feeling you have with pro teams that maybe you land a big-time player. This is college. Spencer Rattler, he gets a restart. Real quick, I did want to talk about some people have concerns about maybe his attitude and things like that, and they think maybe he's a little egotistical. Look, I got two things to say about that. First off, this is kind of a third. I don't really know where that's come from. I mean, maybe sometimes his sideline demeanor looked a little pouty. I don't know. Like, maybe he was a little cocky. He was in the show QB1, the Netflix show, which follows top-rated quarterback prospects, and he had a couple of bad scenes there where he didn't take ownership to bad throws and was blaming receivers and things like that. But, dude, he was in high school. Like, when I was in high school, like, I certainly was not the person I am today, and I learned lessons and I was humbled along the way. So you think maybe he's matured a little bit since that, when he had a camera in his face too? Maybe he was hamming it up. And also, he was supposed to be the guy at Oklahoma. Now, he was having a good year, just didn't work out. Do you think that maybe having to transfer is a bit humbling experience, and you think he's going to put his head down, he's going to work to prove that he is the player that everyone believes that he is? And then also, something that Beamer said was culture above else. And he said it before, above all else, love for one another. So if he felt that Spencer was not the guy, he had coached him, he had been at Oklahoma while he was there. If he had felt he was not the guy, I truly don't think that he would bring him in if he thought that he was not a fit. And then also, his teammate came with him. So if he was such a dick, do you think his teammate would come with him? I wouldn't. I think he's an exciting player. Maybe he doesn't fit the typical mold of what we think a quarterback should act like, walk like, whatever it is. But when you look at this kid's highlights, we have not seen this type of play at Carolina in a very, very long time, maybe ever, from the quarterback position. And it instantly raises the credibility of the program and Shane Beamer's tenure. Buckle up, fans. It's a great time to be a Gamecock. Let's enjoy this. Let's try to get some sleep. I barely slept last night. I'm just going to keep the good times rolling, but I had to get on the airwaves. Thank you for listening to this Welcome Home special. Welcome home, Stone Blanton, Spencer Rattler, and Austin Stogner. The best is yet to come. Let's go, Cocks.